Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is sponsored by Credit Karma. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Scott Caprera will be joining us. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. All right, everybody. This is it. The moment that you have been waiting for, that we have been waiting for. We've known way too long who's playing this show. And now we finally get to tell you. Alice in Winterland 2017 is happening Tuesday night, December 12th at the Masonic in San Francisco. We love the Masonic. God, we've done this a bunch of years in a row at the Masonic now. Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful location.
It's unreal. What a great venue. All right, here we go. Opening the show is Maren Morris. Hallelujah. Amen. And your headliner for Alice in Winterland 2017, the one and only John Mayer.
Well, he didn't exactly pick out the guitar god parts, but he is a guitar god, and I cannot wait for this show. I'm super stoked. John Mayer is someone on my list of, like, I gotta see the guy.
Yeah, people rave about
his live
show.
And I have a buddy who has seen him a bunch of times play with the Dead, and then because of his shows with the Dead, he's gone to see him solo and has said he's the most incredible musician. And so he's also a nice singer, and you know,
sure,
but I can't wait to see him jam.
It's an awesome show. John Mayer and Maren Morris, who's a total like up and comer. You hear about her all the time.
Yes, Maren Morris.
I know, it's exciting.
I like
actually
her.
I have a story. Everybody likes
very, very biblical.
Oh, hallelujah.
You love the hallelujah stuff.
Like the Holy Ghost running through you.
Nice human. She's speaking your language. So John Mayer and Maren Morris are playing at Winterland 2017, Tuesday night, December 12th at the Masonic. And the tickets go on sale. This Thursday morning at 8 a.m. This Thursday morning, 8 a.m.
All right.
The tickets will be going on sale at LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster.com. Make your plans now. This show always sells out. And this year, Jesus, I mean, John Mayer.
Come on.
Come on, man. It always sells out. Make your plans now. Don't worry. We'll be reminding you when the tickets go on sale. 8 a.m. on Thursday morning. And you can get everything you want to know about Alice in Winterland at RadioAlice.com. John Mayer, Maren Morris, playing at Winterland.
Now you know.
All that.
Now you and I can stop biting our lip. Every
I know.
Time John
oh, my
Mayer
God.
Comes up.
So funny. Anytime there's anything about him, it's
510
like,
says John Mayer shreds.
Yeah, he's a really.
Also, he has some gentle,
show.
Lovely songs as well.
My jaw dropped when I heard John Mayer, OMG.
I know. It's a great school. Our jaws dropped 6 months ago when we found out. I don't know why they told us early.
Well, our boss comes into the office, tells
he must
us,
have been so
and
stoked.
Then goes,
excited, yeah.
Well, he'd worked hard for it. And then he goes, don't tell anybody, and leaves. I'm like, wah!
And I'm like, really? You told Sarah and Vinny? What are you doing?
What, are you stupid?
Michael!
She didn't say that.
She was thinking it, though.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
You don't tell them anything,
you don't tell
you
them
guys?
Anything. They don't even mean to tell all the secrets. They
what
can't help
Johnny?
Themselves. John Mayer, Maren Morris. Very exciting. I can't wait for the show. I think my parents are actually coming into town that day.
They always do.
Yeah,
I know.
This seems to be
around.
Their
suspect.
Visit time.
Yeah, I think they do that, Ellie.
I think she's
purpose.
Coming on Tuesday, though, so I don't know if they'll be up for a show that night. How many tickets am I getting? What am I getting, 10 pairs?
No, I gave you guys 3 pairs.
Oh.
Each.
Including yours.
Yeah, including yours. So.
Including ours?
Yes.
So if I
don't
show up,
give out
with,
your passes,
so
Vinny. You need to get in. God,
you won't be able to get in, Vinny.
You always
sorry.
Do that.
I can't get in.
And then he's
sorry.
Like, "I'm Vinny."
I'll text you from outside. They won't let me in.
Yeah, you need a ticket, Vince.
Vince. Maren Morris, who we just announced, is starring at Winterland this year.
Oh, and she makes the celebrity trash?
She does. It was so, you know, of course, I saw a Maren Morris story. I'm like, oh, I'm doing that one. I'll do that right at 7, right after we announce it. So she made the news for something unexpected. She just signed a contract with Wilhelmina Models.
Oh.
She is their first country artist and possibly the shortest chick on their roundup.
Well, I hope they help her figure out how to work fake eyelashes because they're half off every time I see a picture of her.
Oh really? I've never noticed that. They do have some other musicians on their roster. They've got Nicki Minaj, Nick Jonas, Shawn Mendes. So what it means is they'll get her photo shoots with fashion magazines. They'll help style her for red carpet events. And they're going to set up partnerships with fashion companies. So it's possible she'll even have her own line of, I don't know, country duds.
Half eyelashes.
Sure, half on, half off eyelashes. Maren Morris style. But she sees something else about this deal that's really important. She says, it's been really inspiring to see my fans and young girls look at me as someone to model after. You don't need to look perfect or sound perfect. I mean, I'm 5'1". I've got short brunette hair. I'm not the typical country-looking starlet. But I think that's what gravitates my fans to me. I have an edge to what I say in my songs. And it translates visually as well to my personal style. So there you go. You're going to start seeing a lot more Maren Morris around. They're going to get her photo shoots with fashion mags, man. And you'll be seeing her on Tuesday, December 12th. At the Masonic, opening up for John Mayer for our big Winterland concert. Taylor Swift is in the news today, too. And this is just a fun story. I mean, and it's right up my alley because it's real estate. So she's 27 years old. And when I was 27, I guess I was living in, I think I was living in St. Louis at the time. Mm-hmm. I think I was about 27 when we got our first house, and we paid $93,000 for a killer, like, 100-year-old brick house, and that's all the houses look just the same in St. Louis, and they're just darling, a little two-bedroom, one-bath house. I loved that house so much. Like, you know, your first ever house that you get. So at 27, that's what I was doing, and I think I was making, like, $32,000 a year working at the Point. Ka-ching. Taylor Swift... At age 27, she owns $71.2 million in real estate right now.
Good
I don't know
her.
What she's worth total.
About $280 million.
Oh, is that all? Mm-hmm. Well, $71 million of that is tied up in real estate, apparently. So E! Online took a look at everything that she owns and broke it all down. She owns 7 homes. From Rhode Island to Beverly Hills to New York City, she's got a total, all the homes combined together, are 46,864 square feet. 3 of them are mansions. 2 are penthouses. 1 is a mere home. It just says home.
A mere home.
It's a mere home. And 1's an apartment.
If you are her, you don't rent those out, right?
Oh, no.
You don't let
I don't
anybody
think so.
In there to you don't possibly.
Think you don't think she's doing Airbnb?
That's the question. Do you? I feel like you're...
I doubt it. And I'm sure they each have a full-time staff, like a couple, you know, a caretaker or two who lives
on... Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sure.
So right. No one robs it?
Yeah, so nobody robs it, and so that, you know, the toilets gets flushed regularly. I mean, you gotta, you know, you can't just let a house sit there.
You want to guess how much Taylor's worth?
Well, 280,000 million.
280,000 is correct.
It's poor. With all these 7 homes, she has a total of 39 bedrooms, 43.5 bathrooms, 21 fireplaces, 5 pools, 5 bars, 2 tennis courts, and 1 ocean view. That's the one at her home in Rhode Island. Rhode Island seems like such an unlikely place.
Well, we saw pictures.
It's the coast there. There are places there that are super, like Newport is crazy, beautiful, old mansions. Like people would, I guess, come down from Boston and come up from, there's these like, you know, 200-year-old mansions that sit right on the... I think one of them is called the Breakers. It's like the big famous one that you can do tours of. But it's absolutely gorgeous there. But it's such a, like, out-of-the-way place. Like, nothing is happening in Rhode Island, I promise you. Mm-hmm. I lived there. Like, nothing happens there. And I guess if that's what you're looking for...
Quiet's nice.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Frolic on the beach all alone.
No traffic.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. no job, that's a problem.
Well, she's got one of those. She just
oh, right. It's, we're talking about, I was thinking about us, the rest of us.
No, no,
the
we can't live there.
To, we all can't because there's no jobs there.
We'd need to have hit the lottery. And even then, you'd be like, but I don't have any friends there. I guess she can just fly all her friends in. It's got to be good to be Taylor Swift. Like, really, really good.
I don't know. It's probably a lot more work than anyone wants to give her credit for. A, she writes a lot of hit songs. She's not one of those people that gets songs written for her. She writes them. And then she's part of this whole fight club.
I know.
She's always fighting with people.
It does seem exhausting, doesn't it?
And she's in a war at all times. She's got the Kanye war and the Katy Perry war.
Right.
And these are all things she's
actively in. Calvin Harris
ex-lover war
and all her ex-lover wars.
Well, that gives her inspiration, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But that keeps her busy.
Yeah.
Like, that must be exhausting. Those wheels turning in her head that are always going.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how do I get this person today?
Yeah. I got to write a song about how
you're going to
get
fight
them.
With Katy Perry and you're going to Twitter war her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it keeps you in the news, you know.
Because
that's what you're looking for.
What about the fight with Kim Kardashian?
Oh, yeah, that's a good fight, too.
That's
like the Kanye fight. That's part of that whole.
Is it?
Isn't
combo?
It?
It's the I
think
whole combo
so.
Fight, yeah.
Snake.
Ooh. What do they have to do with this?
Yeah. Does she not like them or something?
Mention that any chance.
So weird.
Guess.
Boy, you love them. I didn't realize you're such a big fan.
Don't laugh, Brian.
You know, they were on the show one time.
Australian Men in Speedos.
The Thunder Down Under
they
guys.
Were?
What show?
The Puppetry of the Penis guys.
I wasn't here.
Oh, I was there for that.
Yeah, you were here for that.
Oh, yeah.
No one gets, you know, he's seen it, so. He, you
no,
know,
I didn't go in. I sent in all the interns. But you guys go watch this.
Really?
And take pictures.
Didn't you bring them in there and show them where to stand and stuff?
No,
so they could get the best view?
I toss them in.
Anyway, Taylor Swift owns $71 million worth of real estate.
All right, well.
I wonder, in his heyday, how much Nicolas Cage owned. Because didn't he own like 14 different places? And like,
pyramid.
I wonder.
Pyramid.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Although I think the pyramid is like a burial thing, isn't it? Like, isn't it a coffin?
Yeah.
Of some kind?
Didn't you call it a sarcophagus?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't even know what that means, but.
It's the shell that, like, the Tutankhamun sarcophagus, right? It's the outer shell that they put the mummy in, no? That looks like them with the gold plating on it.
No idea.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, Taylor Swift, she's rich. And also Kendall Jenner is rich. She just bought Charlie Sheen's house.
How much?
Ew.
Why?
How much?
I know. Gross.
Well, I guess you get it steam
There's
cleaned.
There's not
I
enough
don't know.
Paint in
you
the
burn
world.
Burn some sage in there. Get rid of the bad spirits. She bought his house in Beverly Hills.
The things I want to say.
You can't. Well, you can.
No, you just can't.
Mm. Looks gorgeous. It's a Spanish-style place. I'm
you
just
can't even.
At the
you'd
driveway.
Have to send the cleaning crew in to get the ceiling, too.
Oh, everything, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you couldn't just
you
mop
almost
the want floor
to take that down
okay,
to the,
yeah.
take it down to the studs, mm-hmm. put it all back
right,
in.
Exactly right.
Looks like there's a really old big trees, and I'm looking at kind of a shady. It's definitely a driveway that I'm looking at, but it's, you know, arched garage doors and little. It's gorgeous, just the one
well,
shot.
Well, he's
I'm looking
had money
at.
His whole life, so he's yeah. probably got taste. It's just what he allowed to happen inside the place once he bought it.
If you go to TMZ, they have a whole gallery of the pictures. I'll hand you this one in a second. She paid $8.5 million for it. So Kendall Jenner's got that kind of cash.
Oh.
She sold her house. She was living in West Hollywood. This past summer, she sold the place because there was an obsessed fan that she was having some trouble with. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just wasn't private or whatever. Some fan followed her up the driveway. Someone burglarized the place. She'd paid $6.5 million for that place. And she paid $8.5 million for Charlie's old mansion. And that's less than what Charlie wanted. I guess it had been sitting for a while. 5 bedrooms, 6 baths, a courtyard.
Good for her.
It's gorgeous. This is the place where, remember his car kept getting stolen?
Yeah.
This is the place.
And off a cliff.
Stolen, yeah. Quote unquote
Look
stolen.
Look at the oil on that driveway.
Yeah, it needs
what
a wash.
What was parking there?
Moving van? I don't know.
Jesus. that's a jalopy was sitting in that driveway.
Yeah, it could be wet, Vinny. I was thinking that maybe, you know,
okay.
how when they
I
take.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, because it is quite the patch.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Who?
11 from Stranger Things.
Oh, all right.
She is coming back for Stranger Things, of course. I don't know what the kids get paid on that show, but she's getting $1 million for a Godzilla movie. That's coming, because we need more of those. According to her contract, which a website called The Blast got a hold of, 13-year-old Millie Bobby Brown agreed to be paid $1 million plus a cut of the back end to star as Maddie in Godzilla, King of Monsters. If she comes back for a sequel, she'll make $3 million, and if the first one grosses over $750 million worldwide, that number gets bumped up to $4.5 million.
So it's going to be her, Vera Farmiga. You know who that is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And do you know who Charles Dance is?
Yeah, he's the
Tyrion's dad.
Yeah. Tywin Lannister.
Yeah.
The one who got shot with a crossbow sitting on the pot.
Oh, he deserves it.
Oh, totally.
Also, Ice Cube's son is in that film.
O'Shea.
Good for him.
The movie started filming in June, and looks like she's also getting a 5% cut of all the merchandising around her character. They had to agree not to use her likeness to sell weapons, alcohol, tobacco products, prescription drugs. Okay, personal hygiene products or sexually oriented products.
Yeah.
Or do anything that would conflict with her existing Calvin Klein and Converse campaigns. Oh, Kyle Chandler's also in the movie.
Who's that?
I like him.
Coach on Friday Night Lights, but he's in a million other things too. He was in the terribly depressing movie set in Boston.
He was in King Kong.
Manchester by the Sea.
That's the one.
Oh, but God, he was on that movie was so good though.
I know.
First
so good.
Edition.
What's that?
Did you ever see that? First Edition?
No.
That's where he started.
Oh.
It was a really good show.
Anyway, the $1 million is, that's a nice little payday for Millie Bobby Brown. And that show's coming back. Is it the 27th? Is it dropping on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
So Stranger Things is back, everybody. And if you haven't watched the trailer yet, oh my God, watch it. It's so good.
I'm so sad about the story you're going to do in 5 years when Millie Bobby Brown says, my parents stole all my money.
Don't say that.
Why? Already know it's coming.
There's laws protecting.
They can't steal
all her money, but they certainly, didn't they go to L.A. and live out of a car and just force her to go on audition after audition?
Yeah, that's the story. So it's obvious she's the story that law was put in place to protect her from, but
she's going to start getting $4 million per movie now after Godzilla.
And what are her parents' cut of that?
Well it says her net worth is $3 million. So for every movie she's going to make, It's going to go up, yeah.
All right. I hope that you're right and that story never happens.
This is a terrible story. Tyrese is in a fight with his wife. Are they estranged, him and his wife? Norma. They have a little girl named Shayla. So he decides they're going to have, I think today's the day they're having a family meeting. I guess he's got some issues and he's abusive, according to the wife. And he sent his daughter into hysterics because he hired a plane to fly a banner over her elementary school the day before. So this happened, I believe, yesterday. They're set to testify. She's going to testify against him in a case of child abuse. He hired the plane Monday to fly above the elementary school in Van Nuys. She's 10 years old. The banner read, "No matter what, Daddy loves you, Shayla." And this is a direct reference to her testifying today over allegations that he pinned her to the ground and beat her until she was unable to sit afterward. And court is, people are saying, involved with the case, that he's trying to influence his daughter before court. Tyrese also had delivery sent to the school for Shayla: balloons, flowers, teddy bears, fruit arrangements, and cards. It got to be so much the school did not even inform Shayla that her father was sending them. She was mortified when she saw the plane's message, burst into tears, stayed in the principal's office away from the other kids, and the school officials pulled all the other children inside while the plane was overhead. Norma is trying to get a permanent restraining order against Tyrese and using the allegations of child abuse as her justification. She also is afraid that Tyrese will take Shayla to Dubai, where he has business ties, and make it impossible to return. And it goes on and on. Norma doesn't want to take Shayla away from Tyrese, but wants him to receive the therapy he needs so our daughter can have the relationship with her father that she deserves. And today is the day they're all expected to be in court. That's quite a step to take.
Yikes.
I know. I'll do this quickly. R. Kelly's ex-girlfriend is another one is coming forward to detail alleged abuse. We've heard the rumors that R. Kelly keeps women places, and they live by his house rules, and they get trained by the girls who have been there longer on how to treat him and how to behave. And
well, we heard it's a cult.
Yeah,
is what we heard.
And they're cut off from their families, and right. He controls who they're able to communicate with. New allegations from an ex-girlfriend named Kitty Jones. It's a lengthy piece in Rolling Stone. Jones details her two-year relationship, during which she said she endured no less than 10 instances of physical abuse, was forced to have sex with other women. Kelly controlled the people she was allowed to see, withheld food if she didn't adhere to his demands. She said the lowest point in the relationship, his voice scared me. Seeing that he called scared me. Hearing a door open and close scared me. She actually was contemplating suicide. She said, I'm going to kill myself. It's going to be his fault. I can either kill myself or kill him. What use am I when I walk out of here? And she wants all the other accusers to be taken seriously as well. I want them to not be so dismissive toward the women that are speaking out. We're not just rolling over out of bed and saying, let me just make up a story about R. Kelly today. Let me make it sound similar to something he's already been accused of and put my own remix to it because I want some attention. Because everybody, you know, they get annihilated in the press or from fans, she says. He says, in response to the story, Mr. Kelly is aware of the repeated and now evolving claims of Ms. Jones. It's unfortunate that she, after public statements to the contrary, is now attempting to portray a relationship history with Mr. Kelly as anything other than a consensual involvement between two adults. Any claim of wrongdoing of any kind or mistreatment of any kind of any woman by him is false, ill-motivated, and defamatory. So that's what Kitty Jones has to say about R. Kelly. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Good news for guys about first dates.
Oh.
No. What? No, it's really good news. You're going to like it. The Venice Marathon makes the news. I'll do a couple fast facts and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma, the San Francisco Dungeon, the Bay Area's ultimate interactive Halloween season attraction. We actually did a secret show there one time. It's so fun. It's a 60-minute underground journey through the Bay Area's murky past. And it's doubling down on thrills this Halloween season by incorporating humanity's most chilling superstitions into its dark and amusing storyline.
It's really good. You go into different rooms. They escort you out and you go into a different room and actors are there.
Oh.
It's fun.
Well, we have tickets, so you can go and experience it yourself. We'll give them to caller number 9. We have a 4-pack of passes to the San Francisco Dungeon right now for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Call now and get your spook on. For Halloween, the San Francisco Dungeon.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Want to watch this show?
Hi.
We're at RadioAlice.com. You can see it live. We're for real doing this show.
Yes.
There's no rewind and edit.
Nope. No androids.
Right.
You know.
Here we are in the Alice Studios. We're live.
Dressed beautifully. Really put some effort into our
looks. Not pre-recorded and edited.
No script.
Right. As you can tell, we're meandering at this point.
RadioAlice.com.
Just go to the website, please. That's
please.
All.
Multiple
I'm
clicks
to say.
A day, if you could. It would be huge for us.
The World Series starts today, actually tonight at 5 o'clock. So Dodgers v. Astros could be the hottest World Series game of all time.
And by that, you mean literally the temperature could be the hottest.
Right. Game starts in L.A., 5 o'clock, could be 97 or 99-ish. There's that. It's worse for the people in the stands than it is for the people playing.
Right. At least they can move around or stand in the shade.
Right.
What time is the sunset these days? Speaking of which, when does the time change?
Soon.
Yeah, probably around
October. I'll tell you exactly here.
Ish. This is always around my birthday, so maybe it's this weekend, Vinny?
Time change is November 5th.
Oh. So next weekend.
That is a Sunday, right. Everyone. Sunday morning.
Fall back.
Saturday night, Sunday morning.
This is the one I don't mind as much because I get an extra hour of sleep.
I like this one because it's dark early.
Oh.
Bring on the dark early.
I don't like it when
I don't like that either.
I like it to stay light all night.
Yeah.
Well, I need a landing ramp or a,
I know what you mean.
Decline.
It is nice to get in bed and have it actually be dark out.
Right. And even a wind down. Right. I even have to tell my kid, Dad's trying to calm down now. Mm. Zip it.
Shh, this is quiet time.
Because she just gets wound up. We've been watching water buffaloes. They can lick their own nose, inside their own nose.
Yeah. Oh,
that's and the koalas. Beauty of them. Have you ever heard them scream?
No. What does a koala sound like?
They scream. Like people.
Like a little lady?
Kind of. Oh. It gets her all wound up. And then I realize it's my own fault. Yeah. Anyway, back to the story. Great news, everyone. Well, actually, is that a... Yeah. That's a koala.
What's its problem?
Sounds like a monkey.
It does sound like a monkey.
Yep.
What is the matter with it?
I mean,
this one looks like he's fighting or something with another koala.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Because they seem so placid. And
They often are in the videos we've watched, just sitting there.
Yeah.
Chilling. Every now and then you hear them scream like that and go, whoa. Like a little kid letting it rip. Anyway, progress. Women say it's a turnoff if a man pays on the first date.
Really?
They want to go Dutch.
Really?
Don't insult them.
I haven't
men.
Dated for so long. I guess I just don't know.
That's a new stereo. One of the oldest stereo... that's a new...
Chicks don't want to go Dutch.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
According to a new survey, one of the oldest stereotypical examples of gender roles has flipped. The majority of women now say it's a turnoff if a guy pays on the first date. They'd much rather split the bill.
I've never met that chick.
Evenly.
She doesn't exist.
Is that just an, like, I don't want to feel like I owe you a thing.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not treating you, you're not treating me. We're two adults having a meal together, and we're both responsible for our portion of it.
Is it a turn on if a girl does pay?
This is what I've always been told. The person that asks out is on the first hit is usually the one that pays.
Right. That seems reasonable.
Okay. Well, then, come on. Please.
That's why I like to say, when are you taking me out?
When are you picking up that bill? When are we going to Gary Danko's?
When are you taking me to Gary's?
So there it is.
What is?
It's changed. Now you don't have to pay. You're not expected to pay. It's... Women say it's not just, it's a turn off.
Yeah,
We're turned off.
So
that you're grabbing the bill and paying.
Let's just say you pull out, the check comes, the guy pulls out his wallet and looks at her and hears this story and says, so you're getting half of this, right?
See, that's all. It's awkward all the way around. It was nice when I knew that the dude was going to pay. Now I'm confused. Thank God I don't date. Although, I got to say, you don't go on that many dates, Hooman. Maybe it has changed in the last...
I always pay.
That's true.
But when's the last time you took a girl out?
I pay for Bryn. I pay for everyone.
Oh,
please.
That's a date?
Well, whatever.
Did you realize that was a date?
I'll reach for the check first every time.
I forget the last time he went out, but...
I know. I like to pay. I feel like...
I do, too.
Yeah.
Except when I'm with Hooman.
Hey... I don't believe
he makes
this.
More money than me.
Where's
so.
This story from? Is this from heaviermetal.net?
No, and it's a survey that was done where they asked actual people. And women said it's a turnoff if a man pays. You don't have to be so shocked by it. It's just it's
we're all
great
shocked
news.
By it.
It's really good news.
Sarah's trying to jump on that bandwagon, but she can't do it.
Really
the truth
can't.
Is I pay. I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
If I'm going on a date, I'm going to pay. If that's going to turn you off, we're probably going to argue about other stuff, too. So we shouldn't even go out anymore.
Right. You'll know at the end of the argument.
If that's where we stand, I'm probably too old-fashioned for you. You're probably binary or something I won't understand, too. Or non-binary. I don't know. But the point is, if me buying you dinner because I asked you out and I pay turns you off...
Yeah.
Then we're probably not. There's going to be a dozen other things that I'm going to make the wrong turn on.
Right.
Let's just not. But that's me.
If somebody starts a fight over it, though, I just think like that's their aggro problem, anyways. If you asked me out on a date and we went and you went to grab the bill and I felt like, oh, I should pay half of that, but you're like, I asked you out. It's we're on a date. Like let me just pay. And like I should be able to go, oh, okay, thank you, and not be like, I am so turned off. I've just dried up. That is the end of that. There was potential here, but now there's none. Like that's your problem. I don't know. Like
That human should be able to have a
That's everybody's problem if it ends up there, though, right. Because that's what kind of night is that?
Well, it's the kind where you know you're not going back out with that right. person again. You've learned your lesson.
That chick that's turned off by you paying, no wonder she's single.
Well, that's a smart thing to say.
I like if a guy goes to the bathroom. If he goes to the bathroom or goes to smoke a cigarette and I pay for it.
Oh.
And that way he comes back and he's like,
where's
the
check?
No, I got it.
So weird that you go out with people that smoke cigarettes.
Well,
you don't smoke.
I'm married to one.
I know, but I mean, it's just.
I'm married
to believe me,
smoker.
He doesn't lose
smoke
my
in the house.
Ass at least once a week over it.
Oh, really?
Mm.
What do you do?
Tell us about
it.
No.
You start hitting him and cry?
Yes, yeah. And I break up his cigarettes.
No. Oh, you do?
No, of course not.
She wants
not.
To, though. In her head, she does. That's exactly what happens.
He's
in
got
brain.
A dummy pack. He keeps laying around.
I hear the caffeine in the morning. And I'm like.
Yeah.
Right. Well. I want you to be around, John.
Or he, you know, he goes out, walks the dog, comes back reeking.
Yeah.
And I get the Febreze, I spray it at him. Wow. Oh, disgusting. That makes me want to puke every morning.
Oh, you do that?
That's not nice.
Well, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I
don't I
agree.
Smell it.
That's right. Why I'm saying it's weird that you date people that smoke.
What am I going to do?
I
love him.
I hear you use that story.
It's too late for me.
It is too late for you.
I hear you use that story and one phrase comes to mind.
Free as a bird.
Oh my God. It
game over.
Game over.
This is why I'm single.
The joys of marriage.
Oh.
He does have a few phrases associated with that.
It's really not fair to say one phrase when you've got like 60 of
them. Which of the phrases?
They all apply. But
the phrase that pays, everyone.
This is why I'm single. Because you don't smoke.
Yeah, I don't smoke either. And I pay on the first date.
You're amazing.
All these chicks are messaging me saying guys should pay. Like I'm getting like... Stop texting me,
I agree
everybody.
With you, Zet. Whoever asked the person out on the date
I'm
should
the
pay.
One that said that. So you agree
oh,
with me.
You're amazing.
Thanks.
I just said that.
I make them pay by saying, when are you taking me out?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. I like yours, too.
you're
both great.
You're just trying to keep that room happy over there?
Just keep
all right.
it.
Where's
keep
my
them,
Febreze?
I like when they're producing like this, you know? I had some solid laughs out of that room this morning. Thank
right.
you for that.
Oh, yeah,
my stomach actually hurts. Laughing so hard.
You're welcome.
Toothpick.
Toothpick. Toothpick. I know we were saying that in the commercial break.
We were.
Toothpick.
You let me know.
Back to you.
All right.
I'm sorry. That was my bad all the way.
If someone invites you over to dinner, how late can you stay without being rude? Someone asked an etiquette expert.
So it's a Wait. Dinner party?
It's
a
like
dinner
a
party.
Dinner. So they specifically asked about dinner parties, but it applies to hanging out too. So here's what they said.
Okay.
Oh.
If it's a weeknight, the latest you should stay is?
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
They said 10:30.
Oh, that's late. All right,
well,
go ahead.
People go to bed much later than we do.
Yeah, if someone's over. In fact, I think I told you guys this on Sunday night. Performance, CanePerformance.com said,
showed up on Sunday, yeah.
Right. On Sunday, they were like,
Shame.
Hey, are you guys free? We're on our way over or something like that.
We're almost there.
We're at your door.
And you know, I go to bed early. And they were over from 6 to 7. And seven, they were like, all right, they know.
They know.
They're all right.
Well, we are all kind of bedtime.
Oh, 7 o'clock, I'm starting to freak out.
I know. Well, because I got stuff to do before I go to bed,
right.
too. Like, I got the whole process to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But Hooman comes on Sundays, and Sundays, I always
too.
Know.
I
do. Well, I kick you out. Because, and you want to go home, too. You have to get up at the same time I do.
Well,
so, say,
well I'm that's considered a weeknight. Can he stay till 10:30?
Absolutely not.
Oh. Oh.
If he's there at 8:30, I'd be like, well, I went to bed an hour ago. So but sometimes he and John will watch football.
Oh.
But not for long. You've never stayed long after I've left, have you?
No.
Yeah. I mean, Hooman has to go to bed too.
Right.
So it works out. But I feel like if you go to I don't know. I just watch the host. You can tell if they start yawning, like it's time to go.
All right.
Isn't it?
Well, I want to hear what the weekend days are.
11:15.
Oh, please.
It's only 45
like the party's just getting started.
They do say it depends on the situation. Like if they have kids, they might need you to leave earlier.
Yeah.
And if they invite you over to watch something that starts at 10, then you can expect you're going to stay a little later. But the general rule is 10:30 on a weeknight and 11:15 on weekends. That's an etiquette expert has spoken.
Mm.
You into it?
No.
Well, not the weekend thing, but generally I only have people over my house that I'm going to party and play cards with for as long as I can possibly stay awake. Let this night never end.
I don't get it, but okay.
We're going to jam, man.
All right.
Come on.
This story about the Venice Marathon. This is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned this.
At the Venice Marathon in Italy on Sunday, an Italian guy actually won it for the first time in over 20 years.
I thought there were no roads in Venice. Where do they do this?
I don't know. Of all the things to have picked up on. The truth is, often there are runners from Kenya, yes, Ethiopia, and they are pro. And they go around
they
collecting
right.
these checks. They go out, they run the marathon, and they run right past the judging tower and grab the check and keep going to the next marathon. Mm. That's their move. Apparently, all the pros from Kenya and Ethiopia accidentally made a wrong turn at this particular marathon.
Oh, my God.
And a local won it for the first time in 20 years.
All right.
That's the best story.
The top seven runners were in a pack. They were all following a motorcycle that took a wrong turn about 15 miles in. And that opened the door for this 24-year-old local kid named Iyab Faniel.
What?
Iyab Faniel.
How many F's are there?
Four.
Just four F's? Just the one, but it's, you know.
Spell Iyab.
I caught up with the letters at the end there a little late, so I held my F.
How do you spell Iyab?
Listen, the show's live. We were saying that earlier, right?
How do you spell Iyab?
Oh, God damn it, you guys.
And how do you spell fennel?
Every time.
Oh, my God.
How do you spell Iyab?
How do you spell Iyab?
Hold on. E-Y-O-B.
Oh, yeah, Iyab for sure. Iyab.
Faniel.
And there's three F's, A-N-I-E-L, okay? Anyway.
Iyab Faniel.
He finished the marathon in 2 hours and 12 minutes, which is a full 2 minutes before anyone else because a bunch of the guys had to backtrack.
Oh. How long did it take him? 3 hours?
2 hours and 12 minutes,
wow,
which
is
so fast.
Yeah, that's really fast. So he deserved to win. He might have won anyway.
No.
Maybe.
That is fast.
Do you think the Italians did that on purpose?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give you the C note. Make a wrong left turn. Yeah.
Don't have to take them far out of the way. Just
lead
like
the
a
Ethiopians
4 or 5 minutes.
God, I want to say a record marathon. I think the hope and dream of the running community is someone breaks the 2 hour.
Has that
or
never
under
happened?
Under the 2 hours. I don't think anyone's ever done it under 2 hours.
That is so fast.
But 2 hours, 12 minutes is really fast.
Right.
I want to say I saw a Nike thing where they were doing these guys trained to run a sub 2 hour marathon and they didn't pull it.
Oh. Yeah.
What's the record for a marathon run?
I want to say it's like
2 hours and two minutes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So they've
two
gotten
hours,
close.
2 minutes, 57 seconds.
How many miles an hour is that at a consistent rate? Is that like... I mean, is that like
really?
12 miles an hour?
You got to go there.
Well,
after
what is it,
making
26?
Me spell Iyab, now you're going to make us do math?
It's 26 miles?
Yeah. 26 point.
So 13 and a half miles an hour?
Hey, you guys.
That's so fast.
ESPN has the video of the, was it Kenyans or Ethiopians taking a wrong turn?
Oh, yeah. They do?
And this guy like making the right turn. So I'm going to post that on the Sarah and Vinny page.
Fun.
It's from ESPN. Everyone in the building, forgive me, but it's a good video, so, and since we're talking about it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. Here's some of the stuff people had to say. Kyle Chandler's on Bloodline. Love that series, says 707.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tried to watch that, yeah.
Having money your whole life doesn't necessarily mean you have good taste. Gold toilets, for instance, says 415. Yeah, I assume that Charlie had a nice house.
Yeah.
Is all I was trying to say.
Yeah.
I don't know that he decorated it nicely.
Probably.
And the women he hangs with, he's, you know.
Doesn't have good taste in women. I'm sure they're very nice girls.
Are they, though?
I don't know. I don't know them.
They kept stealing his car.
Hookers with hearts of gold? I don't know.
Can you please let Rudy and Scott cross paths in the studio live for 5 minutes? Scott would murder Rudy with his.
Hold on.
Scott would murder Rudy with his sharp tongue. Ooh. LOL.
Maybe we should do a battle.
Well, Rudy is going to be there with Scott at the Halloween secret show.
Oh, let's hope Scott doesn't go Scott on that event.
Hi, Scott.
How do you think Scott's going to act? Like a mature adult?
Yeah, like he always does.
Enjoy himself.
Don't heckle him when he's doing his, because Rudy's going to do 15 minutes before the show starts.
All right, hold on. Scott has something to say.
We want you to battle Rudy.
Yeah, no. Just don't heckle him.
That's not what we want. We don't want
heckle him.
Right.
Don't heckle him.
Is he going on early?
He is. He's starting the show. On
like 6 a.m.?
No, next Tuesday when we do the live secret show.
Oh, right. No, I wouldn't. No.
You going to be respectful for once?
Yeah, I really like comedians. I think they're great. He's a good friend of Yousef, so why would I do that? I only
because
have
you're
with,
Scott Capurro.
Because you're the premier bridge
this
burner.
This is the setup for the big. He's going to go, Scott. You know what's coming.
He's so reasonable.
Right. May I say that? May I share my feelings about this since you brought me in?
All right, here we go.
I think that change is good for everyone, and so if Rudy does sort of, you know, step up on my throne, I say let him have it for a while. It's like when the lesbians took over the gay and lesbian pride parade on Sundays during the, you know, the gay week.
Oh no.
And you know,
this is the bad, this is
well,
the
quality of the parade, the quality of the parade changed. And people's feelings changed.
Don't,
but you know,
don't bash lesbians
things
either.
I just said the quality changed. I didn't say it got better or worse. It just changed. Change is good, Sarah. Look up. Look at me, Sarah. Sarah, look at me. Change is good for everyone.
Look at
and your
me.
Life is changing now too. A new deck, kids gone, you're lonely.
What
we
did you
all
say?
Change.
A new deck.
A new deck.
Oh.
I didn't get a new deck.
Yeah, I said a new
I
deck.
Got a new deck.
Thanks for listening, Vinny. Anyway, change is good for everyone. So, right on, brothers and sisters. Bring the new comedy.
Hey, everybody. Scott,
everyone loved your review of Snowman, Scott.
Listen,
oh, yes,
it was, so
it was
much
very
fun.
Well received.
Really fun.
And
you
both
very
your
much.
Shows this weekend were sold out.
They were sold out. Yeah. And a bar brawl on Saturday. I just got
oh, you know, I heard about this.
I know, El Granada.
Yeah.
End of the world. Yeah, it's like Alaska up there. Wild West.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute with Scott.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.